The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 referred to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through, you've done us wrong.
And old man bear market, you are through, you have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about Social Security, Medicare. We talk about 401ks, retirement income, income taxes, estate planning. You name it, we talk about it. We try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely boring financial show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack. I am senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then this show, our firm, is all designed to help you achieve your goals and aspirations. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors, actually now for the 8th year in a row, which is
wow,
totally mind-blowing, as wow is right. I'm totally blown away by that. But let me tell you, without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful. Let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, you know, I feel like a broken record. And some of you may say, well, what's a broken record? Because you're too young to know. a broken record is a record that keeps repeating the same. It skips and it goes back to the same part of the song over and over again. And so I feel a little bit like a broken record because once again, we're going to talk about China and the Fed. And that has been the story, in our view, for several months now. In terms of what's been driving the markets, what's been driving both the bond market and the equity markets. And so we'll be talking about that and how what we see the future looking like and how it bodes for you. Also, this week we're going to talk about 12, Jack, 12 mistakes that investors make.
Now, we have a big show for you tonight.
And, you know, Ed Sullivan is right. We have a really big shoe. Now, you know, most shows would give you what, maybe the top five or thereabouts. No, we're going to give you 12 mistakes that investors make. And the idea behind that is we don't want you to make these mistakes because the fewer mistakes you make, we believe, the better off you will be. So we want to talk about 12 mistakes that investors make. Also this week, you guys may not realize this, may not know this, but I turned 62 a couple of weeks ago. And so my phone has blown up. I kid you not. It's unbelievable. I've gotten 13 robocalls in the last 3 days. I think I got 7 today. It might be 20 by now. And they're coming from all over the place. I got one from California, one from Florida, one from Baltimore, but they're the same message. And I want to play it for you because it's actually hilarious. But more importantly, I want you not to fall for it. But it's just hilarious. You got to hear the recording. I'm actually tempted to call them and kind of and record the whole thing and go through the whole process with them to see, you know, what it is exactly they want me to do if I respond to this robocall that I got. But everybody's telling me, no, don't do that because then they'll hack your phone. And I don't know how you hack a phone when you call somebody. Maybe I'll call them from a landline. I don't know. But be that as it may, I want to share that with you and also talk about how to protect yourself from Social Security scams. Okay, and I didn't say that. Since I turned 62, it's all about Social Security. It's a Social Security scam. All right, enough. Is that an old person reference? Is that what that is? Now, also this week, I want to talk with you about something that I find, and we in our investment committee find, very, very concerning. And that is that we have not had a recession and a bear market now, an official bear market, in over 11 years. And that is concerning. Now, you may think it's great, but it actually, in our view, is not. And so I want to describe to you why not. And you know, Mario Draghi, who is retiring as the ECB president, the European Central Bank president, one of the things that everybody was celebrating his success was, under his tutelage, Europe has not had a recession in 10 years. I think that's a terrible thing. In fact, I think it's irresponsible of the central banks to fight recessions the way that they do. It's not their mandate, as far as I know, but they seem to think it is. And I want to tell you why I think that this no recession business is setting us up for potentially the worst bear market we've had in a very long time. And so I want to discuss that with you, and more importantly, what you should do about it, because if you're retired or retiring soon, a recession is and a bear market are not your friend, I would think. Now, you know what? Jack, most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me!
Oh, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. Now, normally in that segment, we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, but this week, we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about what is known as a special needs trust, and this is a trust that you set up for a member of your family that is incapable of making financial decisions for themselves because of either a physical or mental incapacity. So these are people that are not greedy, unwashed, or undeserving. All right, I would say that they are the opposite of all of those. So we'll be talking about special needs trust at about 10 till. So we have a great show lined up for you, I think, and hopefully you'll stay tuned for the entire program. I want to give you a quick update. As you guys may know, the team, my tennis team, I'm on a tennis team that is the 40 and over men's 4-5 plus is what it's called team, which means that there are 4-5 players on the team and also 5-0 players on the team. And we're all over 40. And as you guys know, I'm way over 40. Celebrated my 22nd 40th birthday just 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact. But anyway, so the season started with 500 teams. Of those 500 teams, 17 made it to nationals. 500 teams nationally, and 17 made it to nationals in Orlando, Florida. And we were fortunate enough to be one of those 17 teams. And then they play you to death. You play like 1,000 matches in the course of a couple of days. And then what comes out of that is the four top qualifiers, and we were one of the four. So those four play on Sunday. And the winner of that mini tournament on Sunday is the national champion. Now, I wish I could report to you that we won on Sunday and we're the national champions, and I maybe led you to think that's where I was going with this. No, it didn't happen. We actually came in fourth. Okay, so. Well, thank you. We were pretty proud of it. We never thought we would go beyond the city tournament. We never thought we'd go to sectionals. We didn't think we'd go to nationals. And then we didn't think we'd be on Sunday. We were just playing. Everybody on the team has been competitively playing tennis for, you know, a long, long time. And we all always said, we're just playing for the love of the game. You know, the results can come or go, but we don't really care. We're just playing for the love of the game, and guess what happened? So anyway, congratulations to the team. You guys all fought your hearts out and did a great job, and I'm proud of everybody. So let's talk about China and the Fed. So as we've been telling you over the last couple of weeks, we thought the Fed would lower interest rates this week, and sure enough, they did. And once again, they also said, don't keep your hopes up for another one, which they've said the last Several times they've lowered interest rates. This is the last one, kids. We're not doing it again. And then they do it again and say, this is the last one. We're not doing it again. So I don't know how much credibility they have with this we're not doing it again stuff. But be that as it may, they did lower interest rates this week. And so that's was kind of what was expected by the markets. So not a big reaction to it. But the opposite, we believe, would have been true. And that is that if they did not lower interest rates, there would have been a big negative reaction. So they were kind of forced into it. And then the other thing, the other player, of course, is the trade war with China. And the good thing about that from the standpoint of resolution is that the escalation talk has gone away for the time being, and the agreeing to stuff talk has increased. So from that perspective, it's a good thing. And so what we believe as we look at all of this is that the Fed is going to remain engaged. And there's an old expression, do not fight the Fed. We don't want to fight the Fed because most of the time you lose if you do. And right now the Fed is engaged. They're lowering interest rates, and that has historically been a generally good thing for equities and for bonds. And then also, as we have described in previous shows, the whole China thing is, we believe, will be resolved. We see it being resolved around the elections in a big way, meaning the tariffs are removed and everybody's friends and this and that. And that will then result in analysts saying that the global economy is going to grow faster now that there are no tariffs. All the growth projections will be revised upwards as we see it, and therefore the stock markets around the world will go up. So a year from now, we think that things will be higher than they are today, even though right now the Dow and the S&P have hit all-time highs. So because of all of that, we remain bullish, but we always have our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell. Okay, we never take for granted that it's going to go up. Okay,
There is no doubt about it.
We always are aware of the fact that it can change directions and go down. And since our firm works primarily with people who are retired or retiring soon, we believe that having a strategy to address that and protect against that is very, very important. It's why we do. And in November of 2007, we told our clients to get out of all equities, and those that followed our advice did not lose any money in equities in 2008 because they weren't in them. And so we want to do that for you if we can. And so what we encourage you to do is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can sign up to attend one of our seminars on retirement planning. We have everything we can throw into a seminar that we think can help you, we put in there. And we also have your ability to visit with one of our retirement planners if you'd like. You can click on Meet with an Advisor and do that. So I encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And you'll find videos, podcasts, articles, and also the ability to meet with someone if you'd like. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about 12 mistakes that investors make, and you don't want to make any of these. I'm telling you. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am a certified financial planner professional. I've been practicing now for 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And
I feel good.
And I do. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and we specialize in retirement planning. And so the people that we work with primarily are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, this show is designed for you. And Financial Times actually named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually for the third time this year, and we are very, very proud of that. But without our clients, we would be absolutely nowhere, and we know that. So all you clients, we love you, we thank you, we appreciate you. You are wonderful. And, you know, as a retirement planner, we have two goals for our clients and for you listening to the show as well. We want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have money when you're really, really old. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. We don't want you to worry about all of this boring financial stuff. We want to do it for you, okay, so that you can go out and enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision, which is what we call your retirement. We want you to go play, have fun. You know, if you want to volunteer at a charity or do something like that, we encourage that too. Whatever makes you happy. All right, so let's talk about 12 mistakes that investors make. And we think that these are ones that you should not make. And Jack is telling me we may not be able to get to all 12. Is that what, is that what that hand signal you're giving me is? All right, we'll go quickly. 12 mistakes. Number 12, buying on a cold call. Okay? Now, you know, I'm going to play for you the whole this Social Security scam call that I got. Actually, I've gotten like 17 of them. It's like my phone is blowing up. It's kind of annoying, actually. But you get calls, right? So avoid those. Well, don't buy on a cold call. Number 11, that you think that one guarantee covers everything. When somebody says the investment is guaranteed, well, what is guaranteed? Is it the principal? Is it the interest? Is it the rate of return? You know, you got to figure out what exactly is this guarantee covering, because it's not one size fits all. Number 10, doing nothing. This is, you know, where people get the deer in the headlights. The market's falling, their investments are losing money or whatever, and they're too scared to do anything. So they do nothing. So don't just sit there, do something. Number 9, buying investments because of tax benefits rather than the economic benefit. Now this one, you know, if you're of a certain age, you may remember all those tax advantage real estate partnerships and oil leases and all that kind of stuff where you got a 3-to-1 tax benefit. You put $100 in and you got $300 worth of tax savings. Well, you know, that's great until Congress looks at it and says, okay, kids, game over. We're making those things illegal. And not only that, retroactive punishment for you. Don't want that. Number 8, making a purchase or sale decision based on where the price was. Okay? Just because something is lower than its all-time high does not mean it's something you should buy. Okay? It may, you know, think of Enron or something like that, right? Or GE. It keeps on going. Just because it's down from its all-time high, it means nothing. You got to look at the fundamentals of the investment. Number 7, buying hot stocks because they sound exciting. You know, right now, Bitcoin is the hot thing, or maybe, you know, marijuana stocks or whatever. So just be careful about buying the hot thing because it's exciting and you think you're going to make a 50% return or something. Number 6, owning too many items and not being diversified. We've talked about this one multiple times on the show, where having a lot of stuff does not necessarily make you diversified. You know, if you have a lot of stuff that's all the same, if you have 100 technology stocks, for example, you may be diversified within the technology space, but you're not really diversified when it comes to the global picture. Number 5, owning too many items. I did that one again already. Number 4, failing to sell at a loss on a mistake and waiting to get even before you sell. All right. So you made an investment, you thought it was going to do something, turns out it didn't, and now you don't want to sell because, you know, you don't want to admit you made a mistake or something. And you want to wait till it gets back to even so you can sell it and get your money back. Again, the future is not guaranteed. You got to look at what is it going to do. Don't look at the past to make a decision about the future. You know, there's lots of disclaimers that say past performance is no guarantee and all that kind of stuff. So be aware of that. Let's see here. Number 3, we're going to get through them, Jack. I know it. Selling winners too soon. That's the opposite of the one I just said. You got something and the bulls are running and you decide, okay, I'm going to sell now, you know, and it keeps on running after you've done that. So, you know, in our firm, we have a strategy that is designed to help us to participate in the run-up for as long as it goes. But when the trend changes and it goes against us, then we don't want to play anymore. So basically, we like to say the trend is our friend, we play, and if it's not, then we don't. So that's how we address that one. Number 2, buying yesterday's favorites. You know, you get all these articles and all that that tell you about, you know, Wall Street's done fantastic, you know, Wall Street darlings, as they're sometimes called. You don't want to buy those guys. Usually, in my opinion, a lot of times what happens is that those things are super high and they're the darlings, and then people buy them and they go down right after that. You don't want to be that. And number 1. Dun, 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 dun. Do you have a timpani or something? You don't? Okay, never mind. Is thinking that you can time the market, all right? You can't. Let me just say that. Trying to time the market is a fool's errand and in most cases will end up costing you more in lowered returns, losses, taxes, and a bunch of other things than the returns you can generate. And there are people who have timed the market over, you know, periods of years. But eventually, you know, it seems that they all end up not. So it might have actually been luck rather than skill. Anyway, those are the 12 that we see. There are probably others, I'm sure, but those are the 12 that I wanted to talk with you about.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Frankie. Now, if you are retired or retiring soon, you have a lot of decisions to make, and so we want to help you with that. So let me give you some of the topics that we cover at our seminars. First of all, do you have enough money to retire on? We call that your magic number. At our seminars, we teach you how to calculate that number, your magic number. Now, we also talk about five strategies to reduce your income taxes. Okay, might be worth going just for that. How do you maximize retirement cash flow? You know, you want to get an income when you're retired. Where are you going to get that from? Your IRAs, your non-IRAs, if you have annuities, life insurance, where are you going to get that from? What about your 401k? Diversifying that, rolling it over or not. When should you take Social Security? When you're 62, when you're 66, when you're 70? Did you know that the IRS... Yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85% of your Social Security. We want to teach you how to beat that if it's at all possible at our seminar, so see that too. We'll also talk about diversification. We'll talk about how to avoid three basic pitfalls of retirement planning. We have lots of great information at our seminars and on our webinars, and you can find all of the above by signing up online. And you can go to our website to do that. It's rpoa.com, Retirement Planners of America. So it's rpoa.com. And take advantage of that. I think you will benefit from it. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to have a laugh, some fun, and we're going to learn something about Social Security scams when we come back. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Pennies from heaven. And you know, good financial ideas are better than pennies from heaven. We're raining good financial ideas down on you from the airwaves and from the cloud. How about that? So I'm glad you're with us. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And I can tell you they have all been very exciting, including this one. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we work with people who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And in 2015, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And we are very proud of that.
I love it!
But yes, we do. But you know what? Without our clients, we would be nowhere. And so our clients are beloved and most valued, and we appreciate and we are thankful. Yes. All right. Now, I want to play for you. Okay, so I turned 62 on October 22nd, all right? And since then, I think I'm getting like 7 calls a day, and they're the exact same call. They're from all these different numbers. I got it from Los Angeles, from Baltimore, from Florida, from California. I mean, you name it. It's like these robocalls are coming from all over the place. Somehow they found me, and it's very annoying, but it's also comical. And I want to play it for you, and I hope it comes across well on the radio here. So hold on a second. Here, let me play this. Ready? I'm playing it off my phone. I'm putting it next to the microphone. Okay, I'm going to play it now. Ready? Here you go.
Here behind this call is to inform you about a suspension notice we have received against your Social Security number by the Federal Crime and Investigation Department. We need to talk to you as soon as possible. Again, this call is from Social Security Administration. Number to reach department is 410-291-1766.
So I love that the bad guys still don't speak proper English. You know, I mean, I don't want to give them any ideas, but it's like when you get those scam emails, they're like, they misspell words, they use bad grammar, you know, all this stuff. And that one, you know, this call is from Social Security Administration, number to reach department. I mean, they're not even speaking English. You'd think by now the bad guys would actually hire somebody that speaks English to write their script for them. But be that as it may, I've gotten 20 plus of these exact same calls. This, ladies and gentlemen, beware. It is a scam. Social Security never, ever calls you. Ever. They don't call you. So don't believe it. All right. All it is getting you to call them, and then they say, "Oh, we need your personal information so that we can figure out, you know, what this crime, crime that we can prevent. You know, your Social Security was shut off, and we need to turn it back on again. You know, and we need you to prove who you are and give us your information. Blah blah blah. Do not fall for this. You know, and actually, According to the Federal Trade Commission, robocalls are the number one thing that's happening right now with all these calls. And so first of all, Social Security's real number is 800-772-1213. And what the bad guys have figured out is they can put that in a caller ID. So when you see the caller ID, it looks like it's Social Security's number, and you take the call, okay? But remember, Social Security does not call anyone ever. So if you get a call from somebody that says anything about Social Security, hang up, call the FTC, and tell them. These guys are, here's the phone number that I just got, and it's a crime. So the FTC says they received 4.5 million robocall complaints last year. 4.5 million. And that's up from 3.4 million the year before. So it's like a million plus more complaints. Okay. 35 state attorney generals on the Federal Communications Commission, which also regulates the telecommunications industry, are passing laws to further strengthen the rules against this kind of stuff. But you know what? Regardless of what the government does, just be smart. Do not give anybody your personal information on the phone that you didn't make the first call to. Okay? If they solicit you, then it's most likely a scam. And even if they solicit you, don't give it to them, even if it's not a scam. Okay? Now, how do you avoid getting all these calls? Well, there are several things you can do. One is there's call blocking apps. You can report the number to the do not call list, but that's kind of a pain because these people have 17 different numbers. So to call and do that 17 times, I don't feel like doing that. So you can get a call blocking app. You can report them. So there's stuff you can do. Most important thing is don't believe it, all right? They don't ever call you. So anyway, that was pretty funny when I got that. But then when I got 20 more, it wasn't funny anymore. It's like, all right, enough already. I got it. Anyway, as I mentioned, our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and our goal is twofold. One, we want our clients to have their money last as long as they do. So we want your money to last until you're really, really old. And then we also want you to have financial peace of mind.
Fascinating.
And very logical, Mr. Spock. And you know what? Our website is rpoa.com, and you can go there to sign up for one of our seminars. We have seminars near you, if you can hear this, most likely. Also, we have webinars on Medicare and Social Security planning and all that on our website as well. We have articles, podcasts, lots of information. If you are retired or retiring soon, we want it to be the one place you go to get all the information you need for retirement planning. So rpoa.com. Go there, check it out, and see what you think. All right? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, hey, we haven't had a recession in 11 years. That's a good thing, right? I think it's a terrible and very dangerous thing. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Why, thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America, so we specialize in retirement planning. So our clients are primarily people who are retiring soon or are already retired. And so everything we do on this show and everything we do at work is primarily designed to help our clients and you listening to this show achieve two goals in our view. One is to have your money last as long as you do. We want that to happen. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And you know, what we always say is we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And I think if you are in that demographic of retirement planning, then you probably understand exactly what I'm talking about. But I think the last thing you want to do is to run out of money, have to move back in with the kids and change diapers at 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that. That would not be fun, I don't think.
Oh, what a bummer, man. Come on. Yeah.
No. I agree. It would be a bummer. So in our firm, because of that, we believe that buy and hold, which is the philosophy of you buy a group of quality investments, mutual funds, ETFs, stocks, whatever it may be. You build out this quality portfolio, and then you rebalance it periodically, and now you're done. Okay, and no matter what happens after that, you just stick to it. Don't ever give up on it. You know, let it go up and down because in the long run, everything works out and it's all going to be okay. All right. Now, we don't believe that. because there are many instances where companies and stocks and markets have gone down and they haven't recovered for decades. In fact, our own stock market in the Great Depression went down and it took 25 years. It took till 1954 for the Dow to get back to where it was before the crash of 1929. So it took 25 years for that to happen. And I suspect that if we're talking to somebody that's retired or retiring soon, 25 years is not the time horizon that you have to regain your money, especially if you're living on it. So we have a philosophy that you should buy, yes, you should hold, yes, but you should also sell. And we call it the invest and protect strategy. And the reason why we believe that is because, you know, if you experience a large loss in a bear market, and if you're like most of our clients who are retired, you're drawing from your investments to support your lifestyle. So if your investments have gone down in value, and you're now drawing from them to support your lifestyle, farmers call that eating your seed corn. And if you eat enough of your seed corn, when growth season comes, you may not have any seeds left to plant. So yes, the bear market hopefully will come to an end. But if you've lost so much money and you've drawn out so much that there isn't enough left to grow back again or enough to support your lifestyle anymore, then you have a big problem.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And yes. And so we believe that that is a huge risk that retired people or people who are going to retire soon should have a game plan to mitigate. And if you don't, we believe you're putting yourself at risk. So, and one of the things that we believe right now is that on the horizon, and I don't exactly know when, okay, but this isn't a when thing. I'm sorry, this isn't an if thing for us. This is a when. And I think you probably would believe that too, is that, you know, we're reaching all-time highs. The S&P and the Dow, you know, they've been running now for, 11 years or so. And so can this go on forever, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think that we can see this continue to run like this? Now, one of the things that is particularly concerning to us as we look at the landscape is, and I hate to use the example of such a tragic circumstance as a fire like what's happening in California, but one of the, you know, I researched why is it that California is experiencing these massive fires. You know, these historic just blazes that the fire people can't put out, and they destroy thousands of acres and billions of dollars worth of property, and millions of people are displaced, you know, and all this stuff is happening. Why we didn't have all this stuff before. And one of the big reasons for it is that the forest fires have been contained. You know, it's almost like we're not allowed to have forest fires anymore. And forest fires are a normal part of what nature does to clean out all the dead wood to allow for new growth. You know, forests can die if all that dead wood accumulates too much and it blocks the sun and all the rest. So the forest fire is there. Now, the animals living in the forest don't like forest fires. Okay, let's be clear. But without it, the forest would die. So, but now we have so much brush and dead wood and tinder essentially built up that now when a fire starts, it is so massive because in some places this tinder, from what I read, is 10 feet thick, 10 feet deep. I mean, you throw a match into that or a lightning bolt hits something and causes a spark, and that's going to burn like you see. So what does this have to do with what finances? Well, the central banks around the world, and in fact, Mario Draghi, the European Central Bank president, is about to retire. And everybody is applauding the fact that under his leadership, Europe has not had a recession, you know, since 2007 or 2008, 11 years. Look how great that is. Ladies and gentlemen, I think of recessions and bear markets as forest fires. And if you allow the normal ones to happen, they're painful. Nobody likes it. Investors don't like them. People don't like recessions. They don't like all that. But they clean out the deadwood. They get rid of people that are doing stupid things, that are over-leveraged. It's not nice, but it cleans it all out, and it allows for new growth. If you don't allow for recessions, then what happens is that the debt builds up, and that's what's been happening. Trillions, hundreds of trillions of dollars of debt have accumulated. That tinder is 10 feet deep right now, in my view. And I don't know what the spark is that's going to light the fire, but with all the debt out there and with negative interest rates encouraging more debt, I mean, people are being paid to borrow more money. I don't know how this ends, but I don't think it ends well. And so I think the next bear market and the next recession is going to be potentially as savage, if not more so, than 2008. And if you're retired or retiring soon and something like that happens, it could delay your retirement by 7 years.
You know? No!
it could cause you to have to unretire. But how are you going to unretire in the middle of a recession? What are you going to go do? You know, and then if you've been retired for a while, maybe your skills have atrophied and you're not even hireable anymore. So, you know, it's in my view, and for our clients, we believe that protecting against bear markets is an extremely important thing. And so we have a strategy, and our strategy told us to tell our clients to get out of all equities in November of 2007, which was a year before Lehman collapsed, or almost a year, and before 2008 and before the whole credit crisis and all that stuff. Our strategy is still in place, ready to be employed if we see danger to our clients. And we would love to talk with you about that. We'd love to help you. So if you're over 50, retired or retiring soon, our website is rpoa.com. And on there, you can sign up for a seminar. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. You can watch videos, podcasts, all kinds of info. So rpoa.com is where you can go for all of that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And we work primarily with people who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, we would love to meet you and see if we can help you. And
to hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Well, I love you back. And our website is rpoa.com, Retirement Planners of America. And, you know, we have two goals for our clients. One is to have your money last as long as you do. We want it to support your lifestyle for the rest of your life. And we also want you to have financial peace of mind. We don't want you to worry about all this stuff. We want to worry about it for you. That's our job. You should go play. Your job is to enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. Do whatever makes you happy and not worry about all this boring financial stuff. Now, on the first goal, which is your money lasting as long as you do, what could happen is you've got some left over after you're gone. And that's what this part of the show is about, which is called estate planning, which is leading to your, as I call them, greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, the fruits of your labor. And so this week, we're going to talk about something a little different, because normally we do talk about the aforementioned greedy, unwashed. But this week, we're going to talk about if you have someone in your family that is unable to make financial decisions because of a mental or physical incapacity, then you may want to consider what's called a special needs trust. So this is for those special people in your life, and we want to talk about that. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And so this week, we're going to talk about the special needs trust. So here's the issue. To be able to qualify for government assistance, Medicaid and those kind of things, you have to essentially have no money. And so a lot of the care that a special needs person needs is extremely expensive. And you may want to make them, they may be eligible for that. But if they receive an inheritance from you, then what would happen is now they would be ineligible, okay? Because they would say that they've got these other assets and those need to be depleted before, you know, they can continue to get the care they were getting. And so this creates a dilemma. You know, I don't want to leave an inheritance to this this child, let's say, because I don't want them to become ineligible for government programs. So how do you deal with that? Well, the way you deal with it is what's called a there are probably more than one way, but one way to deal with it is a special needs trust. So what the special needs trust does, it's essentially the inheritance or the money that you leave for this person is put into a trust, and you can name who the trustee is. So it's likely that this person is not going to be able to make decisions for themselves. So you may have a sibling or a parent or, you know, somebody else that you want to be in charge of making those financial decisions. The other thing that the Special Needs Trust does is it says that it will only pay for that which government programs do not pay. And the reason it says that is because government programs say we won't pay for anything that you have money that can pay for it. So if the trust won't pay for anything that they will pay for, then it kind of does that, right? So the trust has language in it that anything that is paid for by the government, this trust cannot and will not pay for. So therefore, the ineligibility for those programs is addressed. And in most cases, it makes it to where it's still available to them. Now, that is, so then you look at rules within that trust. And it's a trust that you can design the rules for. So you may say that I only want interest and income from the investments to be paid out. You can say I want income plus, you know, if there's an emergency or some big expenditure, you could make it principal and income. So you can create the rules around which the dollars are dispensed, are distributed to the beneficiary, the special needs person. You can design those around their age and all kinds of things. So it's actually relatively flexible in terms of that. But of course, once it's funded, meaning once the money goes into the trust, then it is irrevocable, which means that the words cannot be changed. So you have to write those carefully, make sure you know what you're doing. Therefore, talk to a professional, make sure you talk to an attorney about all this. Do not download it off the internet or anything like that and do this on your own, okay? Make sure you talk to a professional.
Oh, dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
Well, it is not too wonderful to be true, Dorothy, because it is true. Now, as I've mentioned, our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and we specialize in retirement planning, as our name implies. And so if you are retired or retiring soon, then we would love to meet you and see if we can help you. And so if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. And when you're there, we have lots of resources for you. We have videos on when to take Social Security, on retirement planning, on Medicare, on all kinds of things. We also have podcasts. So we podcast this show. So if you wanted to listen to any part of the show again or other shows, we have that on there for you. We have articles that you can see. We have worksheets. We have all kinds of information. Now, while you're on the website, if you would like, we have two other resources available to you. One is that you can click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'll schedule a time to visit with you and help you build your retirement plan. We'll do that at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if we cannot, we'll tell you that too. So either way, there's no charge or obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely that. And also, if you like, you can watch our webinar or sign up for one of our live seminars, all of that at rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show has gone by so quickly. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's all in the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.